The Lord be with you. Read from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Behold, I am sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves. So be shrewd as serpents and simple as doves. But beware of men, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues. You'll be led before governors and kings for my sake, as a witness before them and the pagans. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak, what you are to say. You will be given at that moment what you are to say. It will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will hand over a brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise up against parents, have them put to death. You'll be hated by all because of my name. But whoever endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to another. And many say to you, you will not finish the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes." The Gospel of the Lord. Preparation. We prepare for many things. We prepare for a party, prepare for una quinceañera. We prepare to go off to college, prepare to get our master's or maybe our doctorate. Spring training is preparation for getting out in the field and hitting the baseball. Novios, they prepare to get married. We prepare to go on vacation and we prepare to come back from vacation. Preparation. I'd like to tell a story because we've got a lot of young people here. In the life of one of my favorite saints related to preparation for something that we have to prepare ourselves for, which is the most important preparation. And the name of the saint is Saint John Bosco. Saint John Bosco, when he was preparing to be a priest in Turin, he had a friend, and his friend's name was Luis, or in Italian, Luigi Camollo. And both of them wanted, above everything else, they wanted to go to heaven. So his friend, with Bosco, prayed a lot that they'd be able to go to heaven. So Camollo got really sick and Bosco was praying for him. When he was a teenager, or maybe about 20 years old, he died. And Bosco was praying for him, hoping that he'd be saved. And Bosco asked God, was Camollo saved or was he damned? About 2 days after the death of Camollo, Bosco was in his bunker asleep, and about 2 o'clock in the morning, he heard something was like thunder and lightning, and like horses carrying a buggy. And after the noise stopped, he heard a voice, and the voice was this, "Bosco! Bosco, 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 I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. he was saved. Wouldn't that be great if when you died, Jesus said, "You are saved"? That's what I'd like to hear. So we're talking about preparation. Let's talk about preparation for the moment, for the day, the moment that we're going to die. Let's talk about that. So I mentioned about five different preparations. The most important preparation in our whole life is the day, the moment that we're going to die. So let me give you about five suggestions so that hopefully when you die, maybe you'll be able to appear to someone and say, "Bosco, Bosco, oh Lupe, 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 I'm saved." Oh, I hope that we're able to say that. And not, "Don't pray for me, I am damned." Oh boy. The first is this. We should live each day of our lives as if it were our last. It could be. Years ago, Father John Lyons was giving a homily the day before New Year's. In the homily he said, "There's a good chance next year at this time, someone who's in the church now will not be here. And it might not be the oldest, most fragile, it might be the youngest and most healthy. You're 13, 14, you could get in a car accident. Could happen. It happens, right? So we should live each day of our lives as if it were our last. Amen? Amen. Second suggestion. Pray for the grace that you will die so that you can live. You might say, "Father, that sounds somewhat paradoxical. How do you interpret that one? Die that you can live. Die to sin so that you can live with God." Amen? You got to die to sin so you can rise to new life. The great Saint Augustine said that every time we go to confession, it's a Lazarus experience. Lazarus was dead for 4 days, and Jesus went to the tomb and said, "Lazarus, come on out!" And the man that was dead for 4 days came out of the tomb. Every time you go to confession, you're dying to sin and you're rising to new life. Amen? Amen. Third suggestion is this. Meditate every day on the four last things, which are the reality of death. Then one day we're going to be judged. Then we can go to heaven or we can go to hell. If you meditate upon that 2 or 3 minutes every night, you're not going to be damned. Very serious topics. But one day you're going to die. You're going to be judged. You're going to be saved. You're going to be damned. There's no other possibility. And if I could add a baker's dozen to that, think about eternity. What does eternity mean? Eternity means forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Amen? Fourth suggestion. What are you doing right now? Come to Mass and receive Holy Communion as often as you possibly can. I repeat, come to Mass and receive Communion as often as you can. Listen to these consoling words of Jesus Christ that you can find in John chapter 6. So consoling these words. Listen, Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Whoever eats my body and drinks my blood will have everlasting life. And I will raise him up on the last day. You want to go to heaven? You have to bring heaven to your heart every time you receive Holy Communion. You go to Mass and Communion frequently, fervently, with much faith, you're going to be saved. Because Jesus never lies. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Last but not least, next week at this time, these teenagers are going to be consecrating themselves to Mary. Next week at this time, they're going to be making their consecration to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Isn't that beautiful? And applause? Yeah. It's a very serious group of young people. They don't smile too much, but maybe by next week we'll get a smile out of them, okay? But the fact that you got the Blessed Mother, Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope, that should fill us with joy, shouldn't it? The adults here, their parents love Mary. We hope that by next Friday they're going to really fall in love with the Blessed Mother. And if you love Mary, she's going to get you to heaven. You know, I prepare for death. We're talking about the topic of death. I prepare for death every day about 150 to 200 times. Every day. I'm preparing 150 to 200 times every day to die. Because I say, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Every time you say the Hail Mary, you're preparing yourself to have a holy and happy death. So I hope that when all of you die, you're going to go before Jesus, and Jesus is going to have a smile on his face. And he's going to say, I know someone who's very important to me, who speaks very highly about you. And that person is my mother. Welcome home. Amen.